I'm on the phone with an emerging leading voice in Christian music. Anthony is a worship leader, a songwriter, arranger, producer. He's all the things, and he is joining me right now. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing so good. So happy to be here with you.
I'm happy. I was hoping that we will see each other in person because you're actually here today for the tour. Yeah, I can't wait for that. I will be the greeter, so hopefully we'll get a chance to meet in person.
I might have to come out and get greeted then.
Absolutely. Here. Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, for those of who are just discovering you or maybe not aware of you, how would you describe you as an artist?
Man, well, I am an artist who's all about carrying and sharing the gospel with people and doing it in a way that I think sonically people can connect with, not just on Sunday morning, but from day to day, from Monday to Saturday. So I'm sharing the gospel, doing it my way. I'm producing and writing and singing records in a way that's unique. And just in a way that people can connect with.
I absolutely love this. You were 11 when you started singing with Legends?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
what?
Ma'am. Lord really gave me the opportunity to do some big things when I was at a small age, but I did. I traveled with artists like Marvin Sapp and Bishop Paul Morton and, you know, several others, and it really, really kind of ignited in me wanting to do this, like, officially, and wanted to do this the rest of my life. So,
well, you really made it official by going to Berklee as well, College of Music.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Shout out to Berklee.
All right.
Didn't appreciate it as much then as much as I do now, but I'm very grateful to have walked through the experience of getting educated in music and carrying that as well. So
that is always the case when it comes down to people who are so young going to something so prestigious as Berklee.
Yes,
yeah. So hindsight is always 20/20 when it comes down to that.
Come on. Yes, it is. Very true.
Well, I am excited about your new release. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The project that I most recently released is kind of like a studio, more R&B-ish sound in continuation of that. It's called Diary Entry 1.
Ah.
Yes, ma'am. And it's an EP I released a few weeks ago that just carries songs that really speak about my heart and my relationship with the Lord and the highs and the lows and all the in-betweens and all the things. So I'm excited about that one being out.
I'm excited for you. Now, I have had the chance to listen to this song. It's called Imposter Syndrome. First of all,
yes, ma'am.
It's a jam. Secondly, I hear that Donna Lawrence in there.
Yes, ma'am. You already know. Yes.
I love this song. Where did it come from for you?
So Imposter Syndrome, like I said, this last project that I released is, you know, a body full of songs with about, you know, my relationship with the Lord, the ups and highs and the lows. And I grew up in church and I've been leading worship for a long time. And there was a period in my life where I was just a little ratchet, but still, you know, getting up on stage trying to sing and sing about things that I wasn't living through the week. So this song is kind of written about my journey of how to just really walk out what I sang about on stage and live it in real life. I wrote it and produced it. And yes, I got the blessing from the legend himself, Donna Lawrence, to sample his song Spiritual, and I'm super excited about the record. It's one of my favorites, for sure.
Hold me up.
I am on the phone with Anthony, and that is called Imposter Syndrome. You got a lot of stuff going on. Actually, Anthony, you've been going viral with the song Mercy, especially on TikTok.
Yes,
what about
ma'am.
Social media? How is it benefiting you in a way that uplifts the kingdom?
Absolutely. I think that social media is an amazing tool now. Artists, before we had this tool, you know, it was pretty much us getting records out by, you know, moving through the streets and really trying to just tell as many people that we could about the music and just try to get out, you know, the gospel that way. But now you could post something and with just a click of your finger, there are so many people who have access to just the revelation that God has given you through song. So it's a beautiful thing. It can be really, really scary at times,
yeah.
But I'm grateful for it as a tool to just share the gospel.
I'm grateful to you and can't wait to meet you tonight at the Fisher Theater for the We Outside tour.
Yes, ma'am. So excited. So excited. It's going to be crazy.
And how can we find you and get hold of your music as well?
Yes, ma'am. So you can find me on any social media platform at Anthony Sings, and that's Anthony with no O, A-N-T-H-N-Y. Amen. Anthony Sings on all of those platforms. And you can also find me on any digital platform that you listen to music as Anthony as well.
Well, I appreciate you and have fun tonight. Look forward to seeing you.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a great time.